U.S. Representative Suzanne Bonamici held a town hall meeting in Astoria on Tuesday evening at Clatsop Community College. Bonamici has represented Oregon's 1st congressional district for the past 7 years. She faced a packed crowd in a large classroom at the college. After introductory remarks, Bonamici spent most of the meeting taking questions, pulling from tickets submitted by audience members. The first question was about the Mueller report and whether she'd consider voting to impeach President Donald Trump.
Well, I share concerns about several of the things that this administration has done. And I'll know more on Thursday when we get the report and I figure out what's in the report. My concern is that trying to impeach the president without having the facts and the votes will not be successful. So we're doing what we can to hold people accountable. But at this point in time, I have an open mind, but we're not there yet.
Another question about tariffs drew this response from Bonamici.
First, I want to say that this is a very trade-dependent region. Northwest Oregon, as I was saying, we grow great things. We want to be able to export them. But any trade agreement, in order to be fair, a fair trade agreement, needs to have environmental protections, labor protections. It needs to be good for Oregon and good for the United States. So I've expressed concerns in a couple of areas with the new agreement. One is the cost, the biologic medication provisions, but also enforcement, because a trade agreement needs to have enforceable provisions. So this is a very trade-dependent district, but we want our trade agreements to be good for Oregonians and Americans.
Universal health care was the subject of another question.
Thank you for the question. And you're right that universal access is the goal. And so I think everything needs to be on the table, which is why I signed onto the aspirational Medicare for All. There's also buy-in to Medicare. What we need to do is make sure, you know, when you compare the healthcare system in the United States versus several other countries, we pay more, but our results are not as good as in many other countries. And we have a layer of bureaucracy in between patients and their providers. And I think we all have some sort of personal story about trying to navigate that system.
Bonamici said she'd received complaints from doctors overwhelmed by the burden of paperwork and red tape that was interfering with their ability to serve patients.
Right now, the administration is proposing bringing back what's known as junk plans, which are inexpensive plans, but people pay for them, but then they don't cover them when they need them.
One audience member thanked Bonamici for her work to help U.S. Coast Guard families get paid during the recent government shutdown. She thanked the Coast Guard for their work to audience applause.
And I have to say, first of all, a lot of people didn't understand that the Coast Guard wasn't being paid because they thought, oh, defense, they're being paid. And they didn't understand the Coast Guard's not in that budget. But they also don't understand that Coast Guard is border security. The coast is our border, right? I was more than honored to carry that message and to also to thank you for all you did.
Bonamici's visit to Astoria is one stop on a town hall meeting tour she's conducting to communities in Oregon's 1st congressional district. Other stops still to come include meetings in Gaston, Hillsboro, and Clatskanie. Bonamici will be in Clatskanie on Wednesday, April 24th at 6 p.m. at the Clatskanie Cultural Center, 75 South Nehalem Street.